Okay, welcome back, everybody, from our break. We are going to get started with our next section on handbook and employment policies. We have Tommy Simmons here to talk to us about those. And I have to tell you, he is the absolute perfect speaker to speak on this topic. Tommy serves as legal counsel for Commissioner Joe Esparza, who is the employer representative on the Texas Workforce Commission, where he advises the commissioner on agency rulemaking, final level unemployment, wage claim, and tax appeals. And he assists business groups with employment related legislation and counsels employers on Texas and federal employment laws. But I have to tell you that he doesn't know it, but he has been a resource to me for many years because he has been in charge of a source on the website called Especially for Texas Employers. And I love to look that up. And I also refer many of my clients when they're thinking about policies and things like that. So thank you so much, Tommy. You have been a wonderful resource. And I know you're the perfect person to do this topic today. So take it away.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that kind introduction, Jennifer, and I'm very pleased to be speaking to everybody today about handbooks and employment policies. And just to let everybody know that since one of my primary job duties is working on the final level appeals of unemployment claims and wage claims and so on at the agency for the employer commissioner, a lot of what I say will be influenced by the importance of good policies and consistently applied policies, well-drafted, well-written policies on how unemployment claims and wage claims and so on turn out. And I'm going to be referring to the effect that certain policies have on unemployment claims from time to time, but also where it's relevant, I'm going to be referring to the effect of policies under other laws as well. And I'm going to do my best to cover the available slides during my time today. But to the extent that I do not, I'd like to remind everybody that my contact information, including my email address and phone number, are in the course materials that you can download. And so I would invite everybody to contact me via email or by phone at any time they have a question. I'll be glad to address that as best I can. Now, again, my job with the Employer Commissioner's Office is primarily to advise the commissioner on final level appeals of unemployment claims, wage claims, tax coverage appeals, discrimination claims, fair housing claims, and so on. But I also get a lot of exposure to other topics of employment law just by virtue of all the outreach that we do for employers. And part of the outreach is that book that Jennifer referred to. The title of it on our website currently is Texas Guidebook for Employers, subtitled Especially for Texas Employers. And there's an online version and a PDF version that you can request. And you can also use a link on the table of contents page to request a printed copy from our print shop. And all of that is at no charge to employers. So let's go ahead and just get right into this topic. It's a fascinating topic because realistically speaking, the unemployment compensation system is a tough one for employers because it's written primarily for the benefit of employees and former employees and so on. That's the focus of the law. And generally speaking, in close cases, TWC will decide close cases in favor of the intended beneficiaries of the unemployment law, which are, former employees, claimants. It really makes a difference in so many cases. Exactly what happened and what is the final incident based upon some kind of a policy, and how clear was that policy, and how well administered was it, how consistent was it, and so on. We're going to be talking about all of those things here. Now, basically, it's important to put all of your important guidelines for employees in the Employee Policy Handbook. Try to address every important aspect of the employment relationship.